Hello, and welcome to Kingwood United Methodist Church. Thank you for joining us today. Wherever you're listening from, and whatever service you're listening to, we strongly believe, because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is always more to life.
As we move into our new sermon series, What's Next? We'll be looking at Joshua, and the transition is Joshua takes over leadership, and God both commissions and commands Joshua and the people. What a beautiful litany that led us into worship to this day as we consider the ways in which our faith informs our patriotism and the ways in which our patriotism is about how we live in civil relationship to each other. I hope that as we move through the series, we'll be encouraged to see that we each are called to do something to help make a difference in the world around us. Friends, I know this is a time that is very crazy, lots of unknowns. So this series seeks to ground us in the hope of Scripture and God's constantly pursuing and being with His people. I invite you to get your Bible and look in Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, as we read together and you stand at home as you are able. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all the people, get ready to cross the Jordan into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give to them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of God for you and me, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated at home where you are, and let us pray together. God, we are grateful for your grace, which is always amazing. And may your Spirit stand between me and your people so that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together will be shaped, formed, and molded into the good news of the gospel of Christ, in whose name we have gathered, in whose name we pray, and in whose name we will move into the world to be the church, to seek to follow faithfully, even when we wear our mask and practice physical distancing. And all of God's people did say, amen. As we think about all of the unrest and discord that exists within our culture and world today, I want to encourage you to recognize that you and I are a part of what God is calling to bring about His dream for our world together. It's important that we remember that we proclaim there is one Creator who is God. There is one race, the human race. One problem, which is sin that separates us from God, and really one solution, one cure to that problem, and it is Christ, accepting Him, following Him in His ways. Our current situation is filled with so many unknowns, but there are three specific things that can bring us courage and encourage our hearts as we read this text. And notice that the text is not just for Joshua, but for the people as well. So in verse 2, you see the words that Joshua is to get the people ready to cross the River Jordan. The word get ready is hum in the Hebrew. It actually is the word arise. It means to get up. It means to stand, to rise up, to establish yourself, or to be fixed. In many ways, this getting ready that Joshua is encouraged by God to do and commanding the people to do is reflective of what is written in Hebrews chapter 12, that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and we should run with perseverance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. We should not be discouraged by the brokenness of this world. We should not be discouraged that the dreams of our nation are not yet fully fulfilled, but we should be ready to stand up, to move forward, and know that God is at work in this world through you and me in bringing about reconciliation and reaching out to others. We're not called to simply live a Christian life in our own energy or by our own determination. And too often what we do is we replace the sense of a vibrant faith that depends upon God with thinking that Christianity is simply a set of rules to be followed. But faith isn't about what we can do on our own. It's how deeply we depend upon God to bring us the power of His Holy Spirit in God's presence so that His dreams and desires for His creation would be lived out through us. So the first thing we hear in this text is that we're called to rise in the same way that Jesus said to the man, "Rise, pick up your mat and walk." In the same way that those who saw the difference that Jesus could make said to the man who was on the side of the road, "Get up, He's calling you." When we think about what's next in all of the unknowns, we're called to get ready, to rise in God's strength, not our own. And when we rise in God's strength, we hear the second message, to recognize that God commissions us in His courage. It's not our own strength. It's not our own courage. It's being vehicles through which God and conduits through which God speaks and moves in the world. The word courage itself, in its history and development, it means to put heart into. So in essence, when God is saying time and again to Joshua and the people, be courageous, be strong, be very courageous, be strong, God is saying, I'm putting my heart into you to overcome the fears of what is unknown, to be able to live into what I want for you. We need God's courage. We need God's courage to continue to move and participate in helping bring about the rights of this world that are all wrong, to meet the needs of others, to reach beyond ourselves.
Thanks again for joining us for today's message. We will return to the sermon in a moment, but first, we would like to ask for you to rate, share, and subscribe to our podcast. We believe God is doing some amazing things here at KUMC, and your feedback helps our church to reach new listeners that we wouldn't otherwise be able to reach. Now, let's get back to the Word.
Father of the Protestant Reformation, Martin Luther, gives us a beautiful example of what that means. He was going to trial, literally for heresy, at the Diet of Worms, and his friends were confronting him. And Martin Luther said this, as he was going to the trial, he said, "You can expect from me everything save fear or recantation. I will not flee, much less recant. I must go to Worms. I shall go to Worms, though there were as many devils as tiles in the roofs." There will be many things as we seek to follow courageously where God leads that strike a chord of fear in you and in me. But as Oswald Sanders writes about Martin Luther's venture, the highest degree of courage is seen in the person who is most fearful but refuses to capitulate to that fear. However fearful they might have been, had they been without fear, the command would have been pointless. God is putting His heart into us. And as natural as our fears are, so natural is God's courage and love for us. So as we think about what's next for our individual walk with Christ, for our community of faith, for our communities, for our nation, for our world. We are called to get up, to get ready, and to arise in God's strength, in God's courage, because God is with us. The third aspect of this is the transition that moves from commission to command. In chapter 1, verse 2, it is a commissioning that God says, be strong and courageous. But in verse 9, it is clearly a command. Have I not commanded you, be very strong and courageous? God commissions us in His Word. Verse 8 says clearly, keep the Word on your lips, meditate on it day and night. Friends, what we need to do is turn off the TV and turn off social media and open the Scriptures and talk to our neighbors and friends, even albeit with physical distancing and masks. Let me just directly encourage you, if you do not have a study Bible, a Bible that has information beyond just the text, that helps you engage the text, get a study Bible. We here at Kingwood United Methodist Church hand out copies of The Upper Room. We have those devotional books. Contact the church office if you need one. But you can also go online on your cell phone or computer or any device and go to upperroom.org, upperroom.org, and you can subscribe to a daily devotional. I also deeply enjoy Seedbed. That's S-E-E-D-B-E-D. One word, Seedbed. It is also a daily devotional that helps you move deeper into God's Word. The Scripture's clear. God says, as you make this transition, as you get ready, as you move in courage, meditate on My Word day and night. Do not let it depart from your lips. We stand in an important moment in our history. We should be careful not to expect political processes to correct all of the wrongs in our world. Our political process is filled with faults and frailties and beautiful ambitions, and our faith should inform how we choose to participate in the political process. But we have a voice in this world outside the political process and within that political process as the church, as individuals and collectively. And we must claim that voice. We must speak into the brokenness with the hope of Christ, with who we are, shaped and molded by God's Word. As N.T. Wright and Michael Bird say in their book in the New Testament in its Word, parts of the Christian church today seem ideationally vacuous, with little or no confessional content to their faith. Our modern failure in much of the church to hold to the historic theological core of the Christian faith erodes our very ability to speak to the moral anarchy of our times. For far too many, Christian theological and ethical commitments have been reduced to matters of opinion and political advocacy. It is past time to reclaim the heart of the gospel against the raging hedonism and selfishness of our age. No amount of political policy will ever be able to address or overcome the ills of this world. And those that would seek to diminish or silence the voice of the church or the message we carry in the transforming love of Jesus Christ are in fact seeking to replace a true way of hope for all people that connects them through the confession and the faith in Christ with the purpose for which we were all created. The brokenness you see in this world is a spiraling hunger for purpose which can never be found in a cry for social change that's born more from the principles of humanism on a self-absorbed social media post than what can be found in the healing words and witness of the wounded healer of Jesus Christ, the one who we know that sees the outcast, hears the cries of the needy, restores the broken, lived in forgiveness, sacrificed His life in love, and set people free in forgiveness for a life filled with purpose. As we stand just a day beyond the celebration of our freedoms as a nation, And as you and I think about what's next as we live in these freedoms and we're called to get ready, we're called to arise and go in God's strength, and we're called to live in God's Word. During this What's Next series, we want to invite you into the spiritual discipline of journaling. And each week, we're going to give you a very specific theme to think about and to daily read Scripture. So we're going to launch that today. Here's the first one. I love the Message translation of Psalm chapter 46, verses 8 through 10. This is what it says. Attention, all. See the marvels of God. He plants flowers and trees all over the earth, bands war from pole to pole, breaks all the weapons across his knee. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. And so this week, we're going to be inviting you to look specifically at Psalm chapter 46, verses 1 through 10. Psalm chapter 46, verses 1 through 10. We want you to get a journal book, and daily as you read this, we want you to write down what you hear God speaking into your life each day. What do you hear God speaking into your life each day? For example, if you use a Message translation and I read this phrase, step out of the traffic, what is the traffic? Is social media the traffic? Is getting absorbed in all of the political rhetoric and demonizing that's happening the traffic you need to step out of? Write what God is speaking to you in the Scriptures. Keep a journal record of it. Read many translations, the New Living Translation, the NIV translation, the ESV translation. Read the Word and let the Word read you. And then, friends, share with us what God is doing in your life. The best way we can honor what it means to be a part of this beautiful nation and the freedoms we experience is to live into the freedoms of our faith, not to be self-absorbed in our own concerns, but to recognize that we are loved by a God with an everlasting love made known in Christ, empowered through the Holy Spirit, and we are called to be the change in the world that God desires, and we know that the world needs. That change begins with you and me. That change begins when we meditate on God's Word day and night, and we do not let it depart from our lips. Let's pray together. God, as we move into the Scripture, would you help us hear with joy what we need to hear of your love? Would you give us open hearts to be confronted in the ways that we need to be shaped more by your love than our own desires? And would you help us to rise from where we are, to walk in your strength, to accept your courage, and to hear your command to be courageous and to be strong, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. God, we love you and we trust you with our lives. And help us to be and become the people we proclaim to be in your Scripture, in the liturgy of the church, in the creeds of the faith, in the hymns that express our faith in song. Yes, God, we would ask you to bless America, but help us to be a blessing for all around us, not only in America, but in all the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people did say, Amen.